The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in a new episode of our program that goes by the name of The Second Caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. In our past few episodes, we've been talking about the disinterest that Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu had towards this dunya, as well as the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he possessed. And these indeed are those qualities which are deeply embedded and instilled in the nature of an individual who holds an elite rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we talk about the second caliph of Islam, our leader, our master, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, then what can we talk about him? The eminence, the grandeur, the greatness he holds in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He radiallahu anh is the most superior after Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anh in the entire creation. So whenever we talk about any particular feature or quality that he possesses, or any praiseworthy quality in general that we talk about from the perspective of his seerah, then we need to understand that he radiallahu anhu would indeed be a leader and someone to follow in that very perspective as well. And Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu is amongst those Sahaba who was praised by elite and illustrious Sahaba as well. Before we delve deeper into today's topic of discussion, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and develop a mindset of sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in abundance. This hadith has been mentioned in Sunan Nisa'i, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that Jibreel alayhi salam humbly said to me that Allah says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, are you not pleased with this thing, that when your ummati sends salam upon you one time, I send salam upon him 10 times? So whenever we send salam upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 salams upon that fortunate individual. And what can be said about the fortune of the one upon whom none other than our creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salam. So we should also make sure to develop a habit of sending peace and salutations and salam upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as much as we can. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, today's topic of discussion, again we will continue from where we left off in our last episode, where we were talking about the disinterest of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh towards this dunya, which is directly linked with the passion of having eagerness to work for your hereafter. Now, this is a distinctive feature in the seerah of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh when it comes to having a mindset for the hereafter. One thing is when we perform those acts of worship which help us in attaining salvation in the hereafter, which help us in accumulating good deeds in our book of deeds. But then there's another dimension to it, another aspect to it. When a person talks to us regarding the hereafter, he reminds us of the punishment of the hereafter, or he reminds us of the severity of the Day of Judgment, then all of a sudden, then that very fear, that very concern overpowers us. And with that in our mind, and with that in front of us, we then tend to work towards it and have our conduct accordingly. And this was again one of the distinctive features of the character, of the nature of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, that whenever someone spoke to him about the hereafter or gave him the mindset of the hereafter, he radiallahu anh wholeheartedly accepted it and then molded his conduct further towards this very concern, which is the concern of the hereafter. When I say molded further, by this I mean that he already had this feature deeply enrooted and embedded in his nature. But when someone would talk to him about this very feature, then the extent, the degree of having this concern would even raise further. And this also shows the greatness of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, that despite being the leader of the believers, when someone would draw his attention further towards this very element, he radiallahu anhu would wholeheartedly accept it. And this can be seen from the narration which Sayyidina Abdul Wahhab bin Abdullah bin Abi Bakra radiallahu anhu narrates, where he says that once a Bedouin, he came in the court of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu, and he said that, O Umar radiallahu anhu, perform pious deed, perform piety and attain paradise. After that, he read a few Arabic couplets. And the summary of those couplets is that, clothe my daughters and their mother, give them clothes. If you do so, we will give you du'as of paradise for rest of our life. And by Allah, you will definitely perform this pious deed, this piety. Upon this, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu said that, what if I don't do this? To which the Bedouin replied that, O Abu Hafs radiallahu anhu, Abu Hafs was the kunya of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. He said that, O Abu Hafs radiallahu anhu, if you don't do so, then I will leave. And now again, the second caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he asked him that, what would happen if you leave? Now he said that, by Allah, you will be questioned regarding me. On that day will be the bestowments, favors and pious deeds, and the one who will be standing on the plains of Mahshar, he'll be questioned regarding them. And then after taking their accountability, they will either be sent to hell or they will be given the glad tidings of paradise. Now this Bedouin, in a way, painted the description of the Day of Judgment before Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. And listening to these couplets of this very Bedouin, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he started to weep bitterly. He started to weep bitterly to the extent that his blessed beard, it became wet. It was soaked in tears. Then he said to his servant that, O servant, give him this very kameez of mine. Kameez is the upper garment. This very kameez of mine. And it is not because of the reason that he read those couplets to me, but because of that day, meaning because of the Day of Judgment. So after giving that kameez of his, this upper garment of his, to the Bedouin, he said that, by Allah, at this time, I'm not owner of any other thing except this kameez. And he radiallahu anhu gave that very kameez, that very upper garment, to that very Bedouin. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, great pearls of admonition we find in this very account, in this very incident. An ordinary Bedouin, he comes in the court of the leader of believers, Amir al-Mu'mineen, and he asks him for something. And then he also gives Amir al-Mu'mineen the mindset of the Day of Judgment. He talks to him about the Day of Judgment, how the Day of Judgment would be, how we will be questioned on the Day of Judgment, and how we'll be commanded either to go to hell or to enter paradise. He draws this image before Amir al-Mu'mineen Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu through his couplets. And Amir al-Mu'mineen Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu, despite being the leader of believers, Allahu Akbar, he accepts his message wholeheartedly. He starts to shed tears listening to the mention of the hereafter. Look at the greatness of Amir al-Mu'mineen. He's not saying that, you're just a Bedouin, who are you to tell me all this? How dare you ask me for something? How dare you come in my court? How dare you, you're telling me about the Day of Judgment? Don't I know what the Day of Judgment is? I am Amir al-Mu'mineen. He didn't say any of this. But he started to shed tears after listening to the mention of the Day of Judgment. He wholeheartedly accepted that message. And not only that, he radiallahu anhu commanded for the only qamees that he had, which was under his possession, he commanded for that to be given to the Bedouin. Allahu Akbar. Look at the greatness and disinterest of Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu in this world, as well as the concern he had for the hereafter. The only belonging that he had under his ownership at that very moment of time, he gives it to the Bedouin. What is our state, dear viewers of Madani Channel? When it comes to giving to others, when it comes to fulfilling the rights of others, when someone asks us for something, our bank accounts are filled with money, big bank balances we have, but yet we become very stingy when it comes to spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a needy person comes to ask us, if we become a person of rank in this dunya, let alone helping someone, a person can't even approach us. There's so many barriers between us and poor people. And in case he does somehow reach us, do you think he can openly ask us for what he needs, or openly reform us, or openly guide us towards the hereafter? No, he can't. That's the level of fear we have sort of embedded in the hearts of other people, based on the luxuries of this world, based on the wealth of this world. But look at Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu, an ordinary Bedouin comes in his court, asks him for something, and then gives him the mindset of the hereafter. Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu, wholeheartedly accepts it and grants him what he was asking for. And what he granted was the only belonging in his possession at that very moment of time. Allahu Akbar. Where can we bring such heart from? Where we can bring such generosity from? Where we can bring such concern for the hereafter from? Where can we bring such piety from? It was indeed Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, who is our leader, who is our master, the second caliph of Islam, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, once Sayyiduna Aslam radiallahu anhu narrates that Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu said that today I have a desire to eat fresh fish. As soon as he said this, his servant Yarqa, he traveled 8 miles and brought a basket full of fresh fish. Now after that, he started to wash his ride and the saddle, whatever there is on the ride, he started to wash it. Now Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he said to him that, let me also come and look at your ride. So when he looked at the horse which his servant had used to travel 8 miles to bring the basket full of fish, when he looked at it, he said that you perhaps forgot to wash the sweat under the ear of the horse. Alas, to fulfill the desire of Umar, you put this animal into hardship. By Allah, now Umar will not eat even a single fish from the fish that you brought. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this account again carries great pearls of wisdom for us. Look at not only the disinterest from this dunya, the concern for the hereafter, but look at the rights of the animals that he radiallahu anhu is concerned of. As soon as he saw the difficulty in which the animal was put in, and that too just to fulfill the desire which rose in the heart of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he all of a sudden felt in his own self very bad that this animal was put through such hardship just to fulfill a desire of mine, and he didn't eat even a single fish that was brought for him despite having a desire for it, eagerness for it. TVs of Madani channel, that would have been halal for him to eat, but yet the disinterest in this dunya, the concern of the hereafter, even the rights of the animals that he observed, they're second to none. No doubt he radiallahu anhu is our master, our leader, and showed us the path how to work towards our akhirah. When we talk about having disinterest in this dunya, TVs of Madani channel, one of his signs is also abandoning whatever our nafs desires. This is also one of the signs for having disinterest in this dunya. And if, for example, we keep fulfilling the desires of our nafs, then this is also a sign of extravagance, of wastefulness. So we need to understand that whenever we fulfill the desires of our nafs, we should have good intentions in it. And it shouldn't be only for the sake of fulfilling the desires of our nafs. Have disinterest in this dunya. Have concern for the hereafter. Sayyiduna Hassan rahimahullah mentions that once Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Farooq Azam radiallahu anh saw his beloved son Sayyiduna Asim radiallahu anh eat some meat. Upon this, he asked him, "Ma hadha?" What is this? To which his son responded, "Qarimna ilayh." Meaning that I had a stern desire, an eagerness to eat meat. So upon this, reforming his son, teaching his son, educating his son, he said that whenever you desire for something, you'll start eating it. As soon a desire rises in your heart for something, you will start eating it. Remember that to be an extravagant person, it is enough for him to eat whatever he desires for. Allahu Akbar. What beautiful pearls of wisdom Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu gave to his beloved son over here. And he's teaching him the concern for the hereafter. He's teaching him piety. He's teaching him how to control one's nafs. Although the meat that he would be having would be halal, but he radiallahu anhu is teaching him the manners. He's educating him for the hereafter, which is the actual abode that we should work towards. You see, dear viewers, whenever we love someone, we want the best for them. And we want to teach them, educate them in the best way possible so that they become successful when it matters the most. We love our children, so we teach them the manners. We teach them to study hard. Although children don't want to, their desire is not to study, but yet we tell them to study. We tell them to go against their desire so they can be successful in their studies and become a successful person in this world. Likewise, the small children, despite having a sore throat, sometimes they would ask for things like ice cream and stuff. But we tell them, we stop them from it. Why? Because it is not good for their health, despite them having that desire in their heart. So stopping them or teaching them, educating them from going against their desires or to work against their desires does not mean that we don't love them. In fact, it means that we actually love them and care for them. That's why we are educating them accordingly, so that they can be successful, they can stay safe from being harmed. So this very account where Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh is educating his beloved son Sayyidina Asim radiallahu anh regarding going against his desires, against his nafs, is also a case of him loving his son immensely so that he can be successful in the hereafter. This also shows the level of love he possessed for his son, as he wants the best for him. He's teaching him to go against his desire. He's teaching him to control his nafs so that he can be successful in the hereafter. This also shows the element of love a father should have towards his son, and he should wish the best for him and teach him the best manners and best etiquettes that would bring about salvation for him, not only in this world, but in the hereafter as well. We should not only teach our children how to earn money, but also how to attain salvation in the hereafter. And that is the most important thing and the best of the teachings that one can give to his children. And one should give his children. This is also another dimension in this very incident of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. We should also love our children the way Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu loved his children. We should also educate our children for the hereafter, giving them a mindset of the hereafter. So this would also be another great measuring tool for us to see how much do we love our children when it comes to educating them for the hereafter. None of us would want our children to suffer in the hereafter. We all want them to be successful in the hereafter, along with ourselves, of course. But then we also need to work towards upbringing them in such a manner where they can work towards bettering their afterlife. This is also very, very important for us. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's talk about the fear he radiallahu anhu possessed for the accountability of the hereafter. Now, this is reflected from this very account where the son of Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, again another elite companion, Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, his son, he's talking to the beloved son of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, who's Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu. So this conversation is taking place between them. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he says to Abu Burda Ash'ari radiallahu anhu that, "Do you know what my father said to your father?" Meaning what Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu said to Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. So Abu Burda Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, he says that, "I said, no, I don't know." So now Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he said that, "My father said to your father," meaning Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu said to Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, that, "Do you not like this fact?" Now before we listen to this very saying, just keep in mind the mindset of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu and at what level he's talking. Try to understand this. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu said to Abu Burda Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu that my father, meaning Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu, said to your father, meaning Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, that do you not like the fact that our bringing of Islam during the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, our migration with him, our participating in expeditions with him, and all those actions that we performed with him during his era, they stay as it is. And all those actions that we performed afterwards, we attain salvation from them, meaning that no reward, no punishment upon them. This was also due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and due to the love and eminence of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that he was saying this, that all the actions that we performed with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam during the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, don't you like that all those actions, they remain as they are? And all the actions that we performed after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we are independent of it, that Allah Almighty doesn't give any reward over it or punishes us over them. This was out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and out of love and eminence of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu, he says that upon this your father responded, meaning Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, he responded that no, by Allah, even after the apparent passing of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we participated in expeditions, we offered salah, we kept fasts, and we also performed many other pious deeds, and many people also embraced Islam due to us with our efforts. And we are hopeful with the mercy of Allah Almighty that we will, inshallah, definitely get reward for all this as well. My father, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, then said, by Allah, in whose power my life is, that my wish is that all our actions that we performed with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they remain as they are, and whatever we performed afterwards, we attain salvation from them. Upon this, Sayyidina Abu Burda Ash'ari radiallahu anhu said that I said to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu that inna abaka wallahi khairun min abi, meaning that by Allah, verily, indeed, your father is superior to my father. Subhanallah. Upon this statement of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anh, Sayyidina Abu Burda Ash'ari radiyallahu anh, he also acknowledged the fact that Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anh is even superior to Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu anh. But in this account, again, dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we delve deeper into it, if we focus on the wordings of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu and try to visualize the mindset of his, we can see that he radiallahu anhu has so much love and reverence for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that he's certain that the actions that we performed with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they're definitely accepted. But the actions that they performed afterwards, although we also have the certainty from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the actions that the likes of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu performed even after the passing of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they will definitely be accepted. But Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, look at his mindset, and just due to the fear and concern for the hereafter, he is saying that the actions that they performed after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he just wants to be liberated from them, just in case he's held accountable for them. So this was his mindset, his concern for the accountability of the hereafter, that the actions that he was not certain of whether they are accepted or not, he wanted to be free of them, rather being in a situation where he doesn't know whether he'll be rewarded over them or punished over them. Allahu Akbar. This was the fear he had for the hereafter. And upon which, even the likes of Sayyidina Abu Burda Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, he also said that Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu is superior to my father Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu. Subhanallah. And why wouldn't he be when he has such great mindset for even the accountability of the hereafter? Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu had a debt of 80,000 upon him. And at the time of his passing, he said to his beloved son Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu, he called him to himself and he said to him, for the fulfillment of my debt, to pay off my debt, firstly, sell my wealth. Whatever belongings I have, sell that. If that is enough, then good enough. If not, then ask my tribe, Banu Adi, And even if that would not be enough, then ask from the Quraysh. But don't ask anyone else. Then he said to his son, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anh, that, O my son, take the guarantee, be the guarantor of paying back my debt. Now Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anh, he became the guarantor to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh regarding the payment of his debt. He ensured him that he will pay the debt of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh. So after the passing of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, after his burial, etc., now Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anh, he made elite Muhajireen and Ansar Sahaba alayhimur ridwan witness and said that the 80,000 debt of my father is now upon me. It is necessary upon me to pay it back now. And then it is stated that within a week's time, that entire debt was paid off. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this account, we can see that even at the time of passing, which is the most severest of the times, such difficult time when a person is going through the pains of death, the pangs of death, even at this very moment of time, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anh is worried about the payment of his debt. Allahu Akbar. That he will be held accountable otherwise in the hereafter. You see, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the concern of the hereafter Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh had, that even on his deathbed, he's still thinking of the debt that he has to pay back. And he makes sure that his son pays it off. What is our state? Even in our lifetime, during our lifetime, we owe many people and we are in a position to pay back our debt, but yet we do not. Many a times we take debts with the intention of not repaying it back. Why is that? It is because of the love of this dunya, the love of the wealth that we have in our hearts that leads us to these evil actions. We specially ask people for debts, and the intention behind that is that we won't repay it. How bad it is, how evil it is. And this is led by the love of this dunya, the love of the wealth of this dunya. It is very, very important for us to understand this, dear viewers of Madani Channel. We're talking about Sir Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, his mindset for the hereafter, his concern for the accountability of the hereafter, the fear that he had for the accountability of the hereafter. It is teaching us, we learn from his seerah, and we need to understand how important it is for us. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we also need to develop this fear in our heart regarding the accountability of the hereafter. If we owe any money to anyone, we need to pay it back straight away. Or as soon as we come in a position of paying back, we need to make sure that we pay it back. And all this will only happen when we have concern and fear for the hereafter. All this will only happen if we have the fear of Allah Almighty instilled in our hearts. Without this, it would never happen. This is very, very important for us. We pray to Allah Almighty that for the sake of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, may we also develop a fear and concern for the hereafter, a fear and concern for the accountability of the hereafter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us amongst those fortunate people who will attain salvation in the hereafter as well as in this world without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu.